Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. The attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, reminding you to tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. My co-host, Kevin Passaro, and I will be alternating shows which are dedicated to your health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise. And I'd like to plug Kevin's show, which is next week. He'll be talking with Tori Hudson of Nordic Naturals, and they'll be talking about menstrual cramps, PMS, menopause, osteoporosis, PCOS, and fertility issues. So it's a female show, and Kevin will be hosting that next Saturday. Now, back to today's show. I want to remind you that this is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can go on that website and get a lot of information. And along with Village Green and They're Going Green, this show is dedicated to green today. We will be speaking with Beth Chung, who's the author of Your Green Home, A Guide to Earth-Friendly Building and Remodeling. And we'll be talking about all that can be done in home renovations that are green, appliance energy usage, savings tips, what to do when you replace your carpet. So we'll have a lot of tips for you on this show. And in honor of all of the green issues, I wanted to go over some of the terminology. Many of you are familiar with this, but I'm going to give you this information so when we talk to Beth, we'll have a better understanding. Every new industry or trend has words or terms that become more common in the language. The three R's used to be reading, writing, arithmetic, but in the world of green, it stands for reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reduce what you buy and use, reuse what you have, and recycle it. Biodegradable. It's a material that breaks down with the assistance of microorganisms. So the bio involves the microorganisms and degradable. So it's microorganisms breaking down substances. And so biodegradable is something you want to look at when you purchase items. Bioaccumulation, and that's where toxins taken up by plants and animals from their environment become concentrated in body tissues. So that's when we accumulate toxins. Biodiversity, and that's a scope of different living things within an area, like plants, animals, fungi, microorganisms, and the ecosystems they are part of. Degradable. And that's a material that breaks down through chemical reactions rather than through the activity of microorganisms. So degradable is different than biodegradable. Black water, and that's water containing fecal matter and urine. It's sewage. So the name makes it pretty clear. It's sewage. It's not beneficial. Carbon footprint, and that's the amount of carbon dioxide emissions created by a person or industry. Now, you can go on myvillagegreen.com and you can calculate your carbon footprint. I like the term, too, carbon diet. And what does that mean? It means that we all need to be on a carbon diet and reduce the amount of carbon that we use. CFL is compact fluorescent lamp, and that's an energy-saving light bulb that has been replacing traditional incandescent bulbs. It is not without controversy because they contain mercury. Climate change, it most commonly means a rapid variation in the Earth's global climate due to anthropogenic, that's a fancy word for human activity. And it induces global warming. So climate change can be positive or negative, but it's most commonly used now in the negative. as to how humans affect global warming. CO2, it's a chemical shorthand for carbon dioxide, the greenhouse gas that's contributing greatly to global warming. Compostable, that's a material that breaks down to become what is effectively dirt. It contains no toxins and can support plant life. Eco-savvy, that's just someone who is environmentally aware or environmentally savvy. And an ecosystem, that's the physical and the biological elements of an area coexisting to form a self-supporting environment. So that's what an ecosystem is. Emissions, and that's used usually in reference to exhaust or greenhouse gases or carbon dioxide production as a byproduct of human activity. We don't think of ourselves as producing emissions, but we do, whether we're driving a car or turning up the air conditioner, etc. Flat pack. It's an increasingly popular way of producing goods that the end user assembles. And the unfinished product takes up far less space, so more can be shipped. It saves fuel and it saves emissions. So that's what flat pack means. Fossil fuel. Now, fossil fuel refers to any hydrocarbon deposit used for fuel, such as oil, coal, and natural gas. These are called fossil fuels, as it takes many years for them to be created in the natural environment. And we don't have an unlimited quantity of fossil fuels. Free range. This is a word we use when we're talking about eating healthier foods. It's a method of farming where the animals are permitted to roam freely instead of being confined to an enclosure. So free-range animals are much healthier, and we like to say free-range corn-fed because that's the way at least beef do very well, and we want free-range corn-fed. Now, I will insert in here that organic does not always mean free-range, and free-range does not always mean organic. So you would want that term in there too, organic, free-range, corn-fed when you're buying beef. Global warming. We mention this all the time, and it's the increase in the average temperature of our planet's air and ocean temperature, largely due to human influences. Now, GMO, or just GM, is a genetically modified organism, an organism whose genetic structure's been artificially altered through the introduction of genes not normally found in that organism. So that might refer to an orange that has salmon genes so it won't freeze when the weather gets too cold. And that's GMO. Generally, what we suggest when you're buying foods that you go for non-GMO on the label. And green. We should have talked about green first. It's anything considered environmentally friendly. And there are things that aren't green, and when we get Beth on the show, we'll ask her those questions because some things that seem green may not be. And greenhouse gas, it's any number of atmospheric gases that contribute to the greenhouse warming effect of our atmosphere. Now, gray water is effluent from the shower, bath, sinks, and washing machines. It does not contain sewage like black water does. Heavy metal, it's referring to a poisonous or toxic metal, including lead and mercury, that build up in the tissues of organisms. It can also refer to cadmium and arsenic. It really is a generic term. And an herbicide is a chemical agent that kills or inhibits plant growth. IPCC, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, it's an international organization established to investigate climate change, its potential impacts, and the options for reducing risk. So the IPCC, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Landfill, and that's just an area where household trash or industrial waste is buried in the ground. LED, light emitting diode, it's becoming more common as a replacement for traditional incandescent lighting. And another term, LOHAS, L-O-H-A-S, it's lifestyle of health and sustainability. Lifestyle of health and sustainability, LOHAS. jargon that's becoming unfashionable in favor of the word green. Organic food, plants grown without conventional pesticides, without artificial fertilizer, without sewage, and without being the use of processed food additives. Now, this is an official term. The organic food is certified by the FDA. They are food products from animals that have not been subjected to routine antibiotics or growth hormones, pesticides, artificial fertilizers, sewage, and processed without food additives. So it's really important to go organic. You're definitely going to get healthier food. Now, the certification does not guarantee that it's more nutrient dense, but studies certainly indicate that organic foods are more nutrient dense, and you are not getting the anti-nutrients that are found in many non-organic foods. Let's look at recycle. To extract and reuse useful substances found in items that may be otherwise considered as waste. I think we all know what recycle is. Renewable energy. Now, that's the use of natural resources, sources such as sunlight, wind, tides, geothermal, which is the geothermal heat in the earth, to create another form of energy such as electricity. So that's sunlight, wind, tides, and geothermal, or earth heat, to create electricity. And TVP, texturized vegetable protein, is a meat substitute made from defatted soy flour. Not always considered good. It is an alternative to meat, and that is controversial as well. Vegan, and that's a person who eats only plant products and uses no products derived from animals in any way, shape, or form. The human condition is not naturally a vegan condition, and we will spend a show talking about the controversies between carnivores and vegan eating. And vegetarian is a person whose diet is mostly or entirely of plant products, and they may be ovo-lacto, meaning they use eggs and milk, and that's rather common in vegetarian eating. And a waste stream. And that's waste coming from different sectors, whether municipal, commercial, or industrial. So we've covered the jargon, and I want you to stay with us. We'll be back after the break to talk with Beth Chung about green.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join host Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join host Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Twin Lab. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join host Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Enzymatic Therapy. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at mybillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit mybillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Metagenics.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. I'm Dana Lake, your host for this hour, and I'm welcoming to the show Beth Chung. I'm so excited to have you back, Beth. Beth is the author of Your Green Home, A Guide to Earth-Friendly Building and Remodeling, and that's the subject of our show today, Everything Green. So welcome to the show, Beth.
Thanks, Dana. It's great to talk with you again.
Well, we have a lot to talk about, and I really like the listeners to leave the show with tips that they can use immediately and some that are more in the distant future for use, at least give them a lot of options. So introduce the subject and talk a little bit about your book, please.
Absolutely, Dana. Now, let me ask you first, have you remodeled your house at all in the last 5 or 6 years?
I really haven't, and that's why I'm waiting to listen to you, because we're getting ready to do that.
Oh, great. Yes, I think with the economy being tighter, a lot of folks are looking at that now, so hopefully this will be some timely, practical information. Well, I had the privilege to actually build a new green home back in 2004 when people were still sort of amazed by the notion of a greenhouse. They said, oh, a greenhouse, you're building a greenhouse at one of those solar units that you grow vegetables in. And I said, no, actually, that's not, I'd love one of those too, but that's not the kind of greenhouse I'm talking about. A lot of folks think that green just means materials, but the fact is that green is much more than that. And as your listeners well know, environmentally attuned design is something that we are all becoming more aware of. We want to have an integrated plan when we're talking about remodeling our house. We want to get an energy audit, for example, as one of our first steps. If we're going to look at replacing our HVAC unit, we want to spend a little money up front, like really about $500 to $1,000 is money well spent when you're looking at the alternatives that exist, whether it's solar, geothermal, wind, that you might be able to use at your site in order to save on your energy consumption long term. And of course, when it does come to materials, you want to choose things that are non-toxic, that aren't air and water polluting, when possible, that have recycled content, and post-consumer content is the best. Also, post-industrial content is useful as well. And some products these days are even recyclable. After you've used your countertop or your new green carpet, it can actually be on-cycled for someone else to use in the future. So things have really changed in the last 5 years.
That's good news.
Absolutely.
And where can people buy your book?
My book is going to be available. I'm actually doing it as an ebook in an effort to reduce my carbon footprint. I am currently in negotiations about making it available in Kindle and Sony Reader format on Amazon. But right now, you can get it by writing to me or contacting me through my website, which is mygreenexpert.com.
Excellent. So that's mygreenexpert.com to contact Beth Chung.
Correct.
And get the information on green homes.
Yes, I can email you the book. Wow, modern technology.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so let's talk about appliances. My favorite topic, the perfect appliance, right? We all think that when we have to replace our washer or our dishwasher, I'm going to go online and find the perfect appliance. Well, guess what, folks? The perfect appliance doesn't exist. In fact, I was talking to my sister who's doing a remodeling right now, living through all that trauma, about the fact that she'd spent many hours online, even after talking with me about which appliances she should buy. She just spent, you know, time going in circles looking about, you know, how much energy use do I need? You know, how much is this going to cost? What features do I need? Oh, they're all controlled by computers. This is really kind of overwhelming. And I said, look, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Here's a couple of quick tips. Number one, the refrigerator. Okay, if your refrigerator in your home is more than 8 years old, you need to replace it. Now, I know I just preached about using things and, you know, keeping things as long as possible, but the fact is that refrigerators have been made so much more energy efficient recently. The standards have been tightened so much that you really must replace your appliance with a new Energy Star rated appliance. And here's the thing you want to remember when you go shopping. Don't be swayed by what's on the showroom floor. You want to find a refrigerator that has features that you like that uses between 400 and 500 kilowatt hours per year. That is the most efficient Energy Star target. So think of 400 to 500 kilowatt hours per year of use. And it's right on that yellow Energy Star label that will be either inside or on the fridge in the showroom. So that's your biggest energy hog appliance in your home is your refrigerator. So start with that.
Now, if someone has a refrigerator that's over 8 years, what kind of kilowatt hours per year are they using?
They are some of them that are still, my neighbor has one that's sucking down 1,200 kilowatt hours per year. So you can see that that's the kind of thing you don't want to have. And also, people tend to have old fridges in their garages, sometimes basements and uninsulated spaces. Those are using even more energy than what they're supposed to because they're not operating at peak efficiency. So go ahead and get that new fridge that you've been dreaming about, but make sure it's an Energy Star model. And it can be difficult to get them sometimes. You may have to wait because Energy Star is such a popular program.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the second appliance you want to think about is a dishwasher. I suggest that if your dishwasher is more than 5 years old, that you may want to look at replacing it. Again, there have been such strides and improvements made in lower water use and lower energy use in modern dishwashers that you can get a payback period of about 5 to 7 years with a new dishwasher that you purchase now. It'll pay for itself in 5 to 7 years in energy and water savings. And if you have an old dishwasher and it's loud and it's sucking down a lot of water, that's something that's really costing you money. So you want to look at replacing that as your second priority. And then the last one I want to suggest you look at replacing if you're doing a remodeling is your clothes washer. And you've probably seen those neat-looking front-loading washing machines, and you wonder, do they work? They have so little water in them. Is it possible they're going to really clean my clothes? Well, I can tell you, as someone who's had one for 5 years, I would never go back to a top loader or to an old washer. They are amazing. Once again, the water and energy savings can pay for one of the new washers. That's about an $800 to $1,000 appliance. They can pay the payback period can be as few as 5 years for a new washing machine.
That's excellent. So the front loaders are much more efficient.
They are, absolutely. And there are some excellent choices made right here in America in terms of brands. Just pick up Consumer Reports and go shopping. And
good.
I get a lot of questions from clients and friends about the efficiency of various appliances that we use to cook and to warm food in our homes, you know, especially when it's a hot summer. People are like, what should I be using in order to not warm the indoor air of my home excessively? And in order of efficiency, what do you think the first one is in terms of lowest energy use? What would you go to first if you're just warming up something for dinner?
Well, a lot of people use the microwave.
A lot of them do. Your toaster oven is the only thing that beats your microwave in terms of low energy usage. The toaster oven uses a little bit of electricity. Microwave uses a bit more. And then the third most efficient is an induction range. Those are those relatively new to America but well-established in Europe ranges that use electromagnetic currents to heat pans. And they don't actually create a lot of waste heat. They use more than 90% of the energy they produce. Compared to an electric cooktop, which uses 65%, and a gas cooktop, which only gets about 50% of the energy actually converted to heat for cooking. So induction is number three, and then an electric cooktop would be next best, a gas cooktop, and in last place, bakers and roasters, your oven. Don't want to crank up that oven on a hot day.
Okay. So that's from the most efficient to the least efficient.
Least efficient, correct.
Excellent.
And, of course, whenever you're cooking, you want to cover your pots, pans, and containers so that you get the benefit of that energy that you're using.
And you save a lot of energy. In fact, the dollars, as I'm looking at this and listening to the dollar savings, they are significant.
Yep, absolutely.
What other tidbits do you have, Beth? You're always full of such good advice.
Well, thank you. I have. I know a lot of people are looking at kitchen and bath remodeling, and one of the areas that I think we should talk about is probably countertops, since that's something that a lot of people look at replacing when they're either if they're moving or if they're updating. Of course, granite is extremely popular right now. It seems to be ubiquitous. But as a lifetime environmentalist, I have to tell you that mining is something that's very planet unfriendly. And international shipping freight costs for very heavy slabs of stone also significant. So not the greenest option. However, the good news is that in the last 3 or 4 years, there's been a great deal of innovation, particularly among American companies, in coming up with a bevy of new countertop products that have recycled content. And they look gorgeous, they perform wonderfully, they're as durable as stone, and they are green. So I would like to tell you about some of those. One is called Ice Stone. It's made of 100% recycled glass in a cement binder, and it's a relatively local product here on the East Coast. It's made in Brooklyn, New York. There's another called Paper Stone, which is made from recycled paper bound with a cashew resin.
Unbelievable.
I know. It's gorgeous, too. It's really beautiful, contemporary. There's a longstanding product called Rich Light, again, made from paper and resin. Something called EnviroGlass, a company in Texas, has been taking old toilets and sinks, the porcelain, smashing it up and putting it with beautiful recycled glass, and it looks like Italian terrazzo. I just can't tell you how beautiful the product is. I have a list of 7 or 8 that I have my clients look through when they're looking to replace their either their sink top, vanity tops, or their kitchen countertops. And that's just one of the most exciting and fun things, I think, when you're renovating, is to have a beautiful new countertop with the colors that you want that will give you great performance for a long time. As we talked about, that durability being something that's so important to environmentally attuned design.
Well, I really want to go into this in more detail. So we're going to take a brief break, listeners. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us. We're talking with Beth Chung about all things green in home building. Thank you. Hang in there.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Megafood. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for this hour, reminding you to tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We've been having a green discussion, everything green about the home, with Beth Chung, who's author of the book, Your Green Home, A Guide to Earth-Friendly Building and Remodeling. And you can get that book from her by going on the online at www.mygreenexpert.com. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
We were talking about these innovative new products, the countertops that use and recycle products from glass, paper, cashew,
porcelain, bamboo, wood scraps, you name it, even old pieces of countertop.
Now, how do people find these and take a look at them, Beth? Is this easy?
It isn't always easy is the true answer. It's always possible to go online and order samples to have them sent to you from the companies, and that's easy in the case of some of the ones that are here local. There's one in Richmond, Virginia, and there's one up in New Jersey. But increasingly, some of these are available at your local home centers, believe it or not, through special order. So you can go to a Lowe's or a Home Depot and ask for these. If you ask for these products, they're going to start carrying more of them.
But they will try to get them for you.
Yes, they can, absolutely. And if you go to, if you're working with a contractor, those folks can point you in the right direction for the green materials. And we have to face the fact that it's not super easy to build or remodel green. It takes some commitment. It's definitely more accepted now than it was 5 years ago. But to get a good result, you really need to go a little bit beyond business as usual in the building industry. You need to use professional advice. You need to hire kitchen designers that are knowledgeable about LEED, for example. We should really, before we go any farther, talk a little bit about LEED, because a lot of folks have heard of it, but they may not know the details about LEED. And it is such an important cornerstone of the green building movement. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, and it is a third-party certification system that uses nationally recognized benchmarks to certify high-performance green buildings. And they started out doing commercial buildings, expanded to industrial and schools, and last January, LEED for Homes was launched. And LEED certification involves a set of integrated planning meetings and working with a LEED certified professional. Now, those folks are knowledgeable about everything from the design of a sustainable site for a new building to long-lasting materials, to water conservation, to energy conservation, indoor air quality preservation, and so forth. So I recommend that if you're going to do a sort of substantial renovation of your home where you're going to overhaul your energy systems, perhaps do, you know, add a second story or change your ceiling, floors, appliances, all of that, that you look for a LEED accredited professional to work with you, because they are going to deliver the best results if a green outcome is important to you, because that is their specialty. And they're not so common. You know, really only about 5% of building professionals, architects, and interior designers are LEED accredited at some level.
Yeah, that's a small percentage. Is there a website?
Yes, there is. You can go at www.usgbc.org. That's the U.S. Green Building Council, and they have a directory of LEED accredited professionals, and there are many in the Metro D.C. area now. And as you probably heard, there are a number of buildings that are certified at one of the LEED levels. There's certified, and then silver, gold, and platinum levels. And those represent different levels of greenness, platinum being the apex. And there's an entire system of criteria and points that your building can score based on all of the actions you've taken to make it as green as possible.
Now, is this USCBC dot?
USG as in Grover.
G, sorry.
Mm-hmm, that's okay. Green Building Council.
Well, that's easy. Dot org.
Mm-hmm. And all the criteria are there, and it's very interesting. It's a very interesting process. If LEED for Homes had been in existence when I built my home, I guarantee you I would have participated. And I think it probably would be a gold if it had been rated at the time. They weren't doing ratings for homes, but now they are, and it's really a marvelous program that's making a big impact in terms of homes being a big consumer, of course, of resources. In terms of climate change, we all have to be aware of our carbon footprints, and homes are one of the big areas and big emitters and energy users along with our vehicles.
Oh, yes. What else do you have to offer? These are all new new tips since we talked last time, so I love this, Beth.
Absolutely. Well, let's keep talking about some of the horizontal surfaces since you like countertops so much. Let's talk about floors. There's a tremendous myth out there that bamboo is a fantastic eco-friendly surface for flooring. Well, I'm afraid you've been bamboozled by that. Bamboo, of course, is a grass. It's not wood, so grass is renewable. That's certainly true. However, bamboo comes in many different types of species in different hardnesses, and the vast majority, 99% of bamboo flooring products, are not certified by the Forest Stewardship Council, which is the international authority on well-managed forests. So when you're buying bamboo, coming likely from China, and it came from a forest ecosystem that was partly destroyed in order to get you that flooring. So bamboo is not such a green choice, in my opinion. There is, however, one product that is certified by the FSC, which we'll talk some more about in a bit, and it's called Plyboo, P-L-Y-B-O-O. That is the only brand that is FSC certified. It is taken from a species that has been aged for 5 years, and it is comparable in hardness to a hard maple flooring in the United States. So that is a corollary. You are paying a premium for that. However, it is pricey. It is high quality. So if you like the look of bamboo, that's what I would suggest. However, you are going to pay more than you would pay for an Eastern hardwood. And you might want to think about, you know, do I really want to pay the shipping price and the premium price to have that sent to me from halfway across the world when I could get a nice sustainably harvested maple plank from the Pennsylvania State Forest just shipped over the line here to me in Maryland or Virginia.
That sounds more green.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You always have to think about how far is this coming when you're considering whether a product is green.
Yes.
So what are the other options for your floors? Well, of course, we have different ones. Carpeting. Now, of course, your listeners know that carpeting is not a good choice for people that have any issues with asthma, allergies, lung or sinus problems. But carpeting can be a green choice. It's an inexpensive choice. We'll talk a little bit about what you need to look for. Cork. Cork is renewable. It's the bark of a tree. It's very popular right now, and it's come down in price. So cork is a good option. Linoleum, an old product that's enjoying a green resurgence.
Because, really?
Yes, it is. It's a green product as long as it's made with binders that are non-toxic, and most companies now are very aware of that and are using it in a sustainable manner. Some folks like tile in the kitchen. I'm not one of those. My back is not so great, so I actually prefer good old-fashioned hardwood. I purchased some local FSC-certified maple for my kitchen, and I'm very, very happy with that. I like it because it's durable. It's the most long-lasting. You know, it can be resanded and refinished, hopefully many, many times over the life of the house. And so I think that bamboo, not the best choice. Good old-fashioned hardwood in this case, definitely a green option.
And what on the tile, how green is it? I'm sure it depends on if you're shipping from far away. It's not, but...
It varies. I do have some tile in my home in bathrooms. It's Brazilian porcelain tile, which is very durable. It's high-fired, high-quality, so it will last a long time. I'm not a big fan of ceramic tile just because there's the grout problem. You know, over time, the grout breaks down, and you find yourself ripping out the old ceramic tiles, and it's not a very good long-term solution in most cases. In our area where the climate is moderate, there's all that cooling and heating and shifting, so it's hard to keep that grout looking good over the long term.
Well, this is good information. What about outside as far as walkways, driveways? There's so many new products now and a lot to think about, not just with the product, but how it affects the drainage. Can you go into that?
Yes, there are some wonderful eco pavers that come in different styles. Some are plastic, and I'm not a real big fan of the plasticky ones, but some are composite, stone dust, resin, and they're hollow in the middle. So it allows the stormwater to permeate through, which is wonderful, and you can grow either grass or plants in the middle of the pavers. They don't perform, of course, quite the same as asphalt, and people sort of poo-poo asphalt as a terrible product, but to tell you the truth, these days asphalt is mostly recycled, so it's you know, while it's not super green, it's not as bad as people seem to think it is. So,
do they now have asphalt in color?
They do. They have colored asphalt, and they have colored asphalt alternatives as well. I can't remember the name of the product. I have to pick up my green spec. I should tell folks that there's a wonderful product directory called Green Spec that is available right now in the 6th edition, and it is an exhaustive list of all green materials and products available on the market, in the market today, and it is updated on a every 2-year basis, Green Spec directory. And there is something called Eco Paver. There is something called road oil, O-Y-L, which is basically they take local stone and use a corn oil binder instead of a petroleum-based binder, and it looks and performs very, very similarly to poured asphalt.
Well, this is great, and we have to take another break.
Sure.
And come back for the last segment. Listeners, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, and I'm Dana Lake, your host for this hour. We will be back talking about green homes and green building with Beth Chung. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Twin Lab. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Enzymatic Therapy. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Metagenics.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and this is our last segment of the hour. We've been speaking with Beth Chung, who has written Your Green Home, a Guide to Earth-Friendly Building Remodeling. And you can contact her to get that, mygreenexpert.com, at mygreenexpert.com. So welcome back to the final segment, Beth.
I think we're ready to go on to the decorative finishes of your remodeled home now.
Yes, please.
How about carpet, paint, and tile? Well, we talked about carpet. What is the best carpet? I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but a good friend of mine recently did. She replaced the carpet in her home, and she and her family were sick for 2 days afterwards.
Yes.
The horrible off-gassing effect of the VOCs that are in some carpeting. So how do we avoid this, and how do we choose green carpeting? Well, I have a very specific recommendation for you. It is to look for PET, PET, polyester carpet. And that is high-grade polyester. It's actually made from recycled soda bottles. Those 2-liter Coke bottles that are probably in your recycle bin right now, are made from PET polyester. It's the highest grade polyester available. They melt it down and they spin it into carpet. It's miraculous. I have it in my home, and it's a terrific product. It does not off-gas like a lot of the treated nylon does. It's PVC-free backing, and many major manufacturers now make PET polyester carpet. It can actually be recycled after its useful life in your house. And oddly enough, I've been looking at the price of PET carpet, and Dana, you know what? My carpeting has gone up in value over the 5 years that I have had it.
That's
I could sell
unbelievable.
It for recycling now for more than I paid for it 5 years ago. I think we have a new investment possibility here.
That's unbelievable.
I know. I'm shocked myself. And then let's talk about paint. Paint, same problem, VOCs, volatile organic compounds that can affect your health, your air, indoor air quality. You want to read the labels on those paint cans, and you want to look for low to no VOCs. Now, keep in mind that the darker color paints, those are often the ones that are problematic. They rely on heavy metals such as lead and others for those pigments, and so I definitely want to recommend that your listeners steer toward the lighter colors of paint. And read the labels. Those material data safety sheets are available online and at the paint stores, and ask for them and read the label. That will help protect your indoor air quality. The new paints really are amazing. If you choose a no VOC paint, your contractor can paint and you can sleep in the house the same night without having to have all the windows open. It really is a big difference from
Beth, I dealt with this for years working with the chemically sensitive, and we created an office that was free of toxins.
Wonderful.
And it was quite a challenge because I'm talking 20 years ago. And it was hard to get paint that qualified, and I painted many, many pieces of wood, and then we tested them, put them in a room. The best success I had was putting vanilla, real vanilla, in the cans.
Right.
And you could not tell it was painted within by the next day.
Yep, amazing. And the old-fashioned style milk paints are still considered very green because of that.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Now, what companies would you suggest as far as low VOC or no VOC?
There's a terrific list on treehugger.com. If you do a search on green paints or no VOC paints, really all the major manufacturers now have lines that are low to no VOC. It's really improved in the past 5 years, and you just need to look for their manufacturer group is called the Carpet and Rug Institute, the CRI, and they have a little green small house symbol on the label. And so that's a really helpful consumer tip to look for that greenhouse symbol on the paint labels for low VOC paint. And it's available, and of course, in all types, interior latex and different eggshells, low gloss, high gloss.
Now, I've been using these paints, but I'm still putting the vanilla in.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you.
Does it matter?
I think that's prudent based on your experience, Dana. Because, you know, those VOCs are nasty things. They can cause long-term effects as well as a short-term headache and dizziness. And you don't want to have things like formaldehyde and mercury in the indoor air, especially
right.
if you're painting a nursery, for instance. You want
exactly.
to be really, really cautious. So if carpets and paints, and let's just talk a little bit about wood. I have a real passion for this because I'm a lifelong forest conservationist. For years, we used to sit around the table in conference rooms and say, how can we figure out some way to reward good forest management? How can we get this valued in the marketplace, develop some kind of way for consumers to know that this wood product is from a certified, well-managed forest? Well, the Forest Stewardship Council, or FSC, has done it. They are the international independent nonprofit that is devoted to promoting sustainable management of the world's forest through chain of custody certification. What does that mean, chain of custody? Well, they certify that wood is well managed from the moment when the log is cut in a forest that's managed for biodiversity to when it's sent to the mill, to when it's cut into logs and packaged for shipping, made into furniture or a broom that goes to your local home center. The FSC label is there on the product. And at every stage in the forest product manufacturing process, the strict standards are followed. Recycling of scrap, low waste, there's a whole set of criteria on their website. And this group has really revolutionized, Dana, the forest products industry. They have also done wonders for local people to help them improve their livelihoods and make a living off of these forests. And you can find that label on everything from furniture to wood products that you would use in your kitchen, for example. So I'm going to plug that FSC, Certified Wood.
Excellent. And how many, when you approach a builder, you said that architects and builders, there's not a lot of them that are LEED certified. Mm-hmm. How can people find a builder? This way we can contact LEED and see if there's someone local.
Yeah, but you can also, a person doesn't necessarily need to be certified to be environmentally aware. When you're interviewing that builder or that architect, you know, it's almost like you're interviewing a potential spouse because you may spend a year with this person. You really want to do your fact-checking, your reference checking, and your background information. And you want to find out, are these the kind of people that care about the impact of building? Well, you know that pretty much by the end of your first meeting. Do they talk about how they're going to minimize waste on the site, or do they just drag out a big dumpster and leave it there? Do they talk to you about overhangs on the eaves of your new home second story in order to take advantage of passive solar, which after all is free, the heat from light from the sun is free? You can tell if they're people of environmental sensibility, and often those folks have a lot of experience informally with environmental building techniques since the 1960s. Now, a lot of the LEED certified professionals are younger, on the other hand. There are folks in their mid-20s that are coming into the building industry and really causing a little bit of a revolution, which I think is exciting.
Well, that's such good advice. Do you have one more final tip?
Oh, I do. I have one last contractor takeaway tip. Check not only customer references, but ask your prospective contractor for two subs, the name and number of two subs that they work with regularly, for a reference check, because those subs will really tell you if that contractor is someone who's ethical, who pays on time, who's organized and orders things so that your job can go smoothly. Not a green tip per se, just a good tip for working with contractors.
It's a smart tip. It's absolutely smart. And I want to tell people that it's mygreenexpert.com is your website.
Let me know, Danny, when you're ready to do that kitchen.
I will. Thank you so much, Beth. I know we'll be having you back again. Thank you for being with us on the show.
Thank you for the opportunity. See you next time.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, we've gotten a lot of good tips, and I just want to remind you that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and you can go green with Village Green. We've talked a lot about green homes, green remodeling, carbon footprint. Go on myvillagegreen.com, and they have a whole Go Green section. And you can purchase green certified cool watts renewable energy certificates. And they have partnered with different groups, and you can participate in wind with wind builders. You can participate with farm methane, renewable energy, and 50-50 blend of farm methane and wind. So you can make your choices through myvillagegreen.com. I just want to thank you for listening and for joining us, and remind you to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Essentials of Healthy Living. So remember to take care of yourself and at least one other person, and go green. This is Dana Lake and Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a great day.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
WWRC, Washington.